What up? This is Robert Ory.
Ory, three-pointer. Buries it.
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable.
This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
Oh, I know what's going on, Big Shot Bob. Your ass got to work tonight. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
It is the Big Shot Bob podcast. B-Dog, Brandon Harper. I am Rob Jenners. That is a working man. Seven-time NBA champion, Robert Ory. I would assume you're working tonight for the play-in.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
Yeah,
yes.
So, big night tonight, man. You got Lakers-Pelicans in New Orleans, right? They're in New Orleans?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They're in New Orleans.
They didn't even leave. They stayed there.
Mm. Oh, that's right. Yeah, because they ended the season there.
I guarantee this is a 1 year the Lakers are like, fuck, I wish there was no play-in.
Why? So they go home?
No, so they could be an 8 seed.
Oh, well, yeah.
You don't want to be a 7 seed and face them Denver Nuggets right off the bat. Mm-mm.
Well, all right. So let's give you this then. Let's start with the take. This is Mike Greenberg on Get Up yesterday.
Such a stupid take.
Get Up on yesterday morning.
I'm going to say something in duck because I know that it is controversial. And I know that it flies in the face of absolutely everything that the spirit of competition was born to create. And you just said, Herman Edwards, you play to win the game. The Lakers should not play tomorrow night. They should not play LeBron. They should not play AD. They do not want to be the 7 seed. You want to be the 8. I'm taking my chances in a one and done at home against either Sacramento or Golden State and go in against the very young OKC Thunder in round one instead of going into the buzzsaw that is Denver. I think it is worth the risk.
Mm. You know, the funny part about that, he is so right. And a lot of people are going to disagree with him, but he is so right. And for me, there's so many times throughout the season that people don't look at it throughout the season where guys are like, oh, we're going to rest our players, and they'll fall back on the quiet. You know, they've been doing that since I've been in the league where, oh, we have a better matchup with this one. You know, you'd be playing them at a later date, and hopefully something will happen where one of their players get injured, and by the time we meet them, they're not at full strength. So, and you think about it, if it's me, and I hate to say this, you don't want to lose a game on purpose, but you have a better chance if you are 8 seed. Even though you haven't beat the Sacramento Kings haven't beat the Golden State Warriors, do you take that chance and say, okay, Golden State, do your thing, beat Sacramento, and then we're going to beat you to go into 8 seed? Come, let's be honest, man. If you go into that seat right now with AD with a bad back, with LeBron James, you know, coming off playing all these minutes and jumping right into this playoff, Denver going to beat you. They just waxed you last year, swept you. So fall back to the 8 seed. I know it's against all the principles and everything in the world.
I can't believe you. I cannot believe you. I can't believe this.
Dude, everybody knows it's all about the matchups. And I guarantee you the Boston Celtics right now saying, please, Miami Heat, win. Please, Miami Heat, win. Do not fall back into the 8 seed to play us. It's like everybody's doing that right now. I'm telling you, it's certain teams, the matchups, it's all about matchups, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about matchups. You're right. Here's the only scary thing for the Lakers, especially this Lakers team. To lose this game, to then play the winner of 9 and 10 and try to get the 8 seed, that's one game. That's one game.
Anything can happen in one game, man.
And my thing is this. You're talking about an injured AD and whoever else may be dealing with something. He's still going to be dealing with that injury for that one game as well. So my thing is, I don't know if anything can happen. I don't know if I fully trust this Lakers team to say, you know what? Because of the matchup, let's quote-unquote purposely lose this game.
Yeah.
So then we can vie for the 8 seed by playing the winner of the 9-10 game and then match up with OKC rather than Denver. You playing with fire because, like you said, Golden State, the last time they played, they beat y'all.
No AD, though.
No AD. You're right. But an injured AD, I don't know how much he's going to – depending on what his injury is, that's a back issue.
Yeah, it's a tweak in the back. He was
Yeah, but see, I've seen cracks in that dam turn into whole floods. So one little, you know, whatever, you continue to play a game has turned into something a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, if you see Sacramento, like you said, you ain't beat Sacramento in forever. Just like you ain't beat Denver in forever.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I really want to trust the Lakers, if I can trust the Lakers enough.
You don't
want to
trust
game.
Golden State. Just say that. You don't want to trust Golden State.
Because I think, but really, I think either, and I think both of those teams, Golden State and Sacramento, are going to look at it and say, oh, the Lakers think we sweet. They going to purposely lose that game to see one of us. Oh, we got something for them. You know, matter of fact, you're going to lose this one too, and we're going to send you home for taking your chances the way that you did and thinking that we sweet. We not sweet.
If the Lakers would have been, you know, if you could, you know, we talked about, you know, Professor X, if they could see the future, they'd have lost that game in New Orleans. And so New Orleans would have went up and they would have went down.
They would have went down,
But here's the thing is, it's about the competitive nature of the game. I don't think they're going to go out and try to purposely lose this game. I don't even think they're going to lose this game because I think, you know, the best bet is to catch Denver now, not later on in the playoffs. Where
don't let them start rolling. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and for me, I feel like even though I would prefer for them to play OKC and then Denver, but go ahead. You got to meet them eventually. If you beat them now, that scares everybody else in the league. And so for me, go ahead and play them in the first round. I know I said that earlier, but I was just kidding around. And I would prefer them to be an AC, play OKC. But if you have to, don't lose a game now. You know, that's just, you know, the integrity of the game. You play the game to win, like Herm said. But I still think that, you know, their best bet is to be AC.
Oh, and contrary to-
if you want to look at it from a matchup perspective, who would you rather have? I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah, and contrary to popular belief, most of the nation probably be rooting for you. Because they know, which is not common, because most people love to hate the Lakers. As big as their fan base is, you got a lot of people who hate them as well. But I think a lot of people be rooting for you because it's looking like, okay, not that Denver is an enemy, but at the same time, if they are the defending champs, if we can, if the Lakers can get them early and the Lakers can, you know, hey, they can come out swinging and they can put them on their heels, I think, like you said, it scares a lot of the other teams in the league.
Yeah.
And it allows you to – it allows somebody to also dethrone the Nuggets as well. So, hey, if you're asking me do I think the Lakers can beat the Nuggets four times, I'll put it to you like this.
Nope.
I don't give a shit.
I'm not putting the money on it. I'm not putting my money on it.
Here's the thing. If they go into this matchup, let's say they do play Denver.
Mm-hmm.
They need to, the coaching staff need to say, yo, you know what? We scrapping everything we've done defensively and we throwing junk defense at them and do some things that we normally don't do. Mm. Like every time you play a strong pick and roll duo, you have to blitz that. And what I mean by blitz that is you have to trap that two guard, that guard, and then make sure that center does not catch. And they never do that. And people just let them catch and handle. And also, whoever Jokic is playing, guard and defense, you have to make him play some fucking defense. Nobody makes him play defense in this league. He sits back and just, you know, okay, dude, put him in foul trouble. Because he gets in trouble when someone goes at him offensively.
And that's what you need, though. You need someone that can go at him offensively.
And that's my whole game plan was put him in a pick and roll. Whoever's at him, go at him. AD, if you got him, go to the block and don't do no fucking fadeaway jumpers. Go straight to the rack, go through his face and go to the rack. You have to be aggressive. Everybody avoids him. Why? I do not know. Because he can't play defense.
Man. Everybody's fired up. I love it. Throw the whole show sheet out. This is great. I love it.
Win tonight, be the 7th seed, and then, hey, go into this battle.
Go get you something, man. Mm-hmm. Catch a head of steam. You know what I mean? Catch, maybe like you said, big cat them on their heels a little bit and see where it goes. Look, here's the thing. I feel like you're going to have to get through Denver one way or another. And I don't think now you always hope that somebody else going to knock them out and maybe you don't have to face them down the road. But I feel like any way you cut this, you got to get through the Nuggets at some point. And I'm with you, Rob. I'd rather get them early than late. Don't let them get momentum. Don't let them get a game plan. Here's what's working. All of a sudden, Jokic is hot, and everything's cooking for them. No, man, you got to give them a minute.
Hey, let me just say this. Back in 94, when we won the championship, even though we had the best record, when Denver beat Seattle, we was like, yes!
Right.
Because everybody has that nemesis, and Seattle was ours. And so I'm like, when you go out now, and if you jump on these guys early, because think about it, the worst thing for a team has been like, Denver's going to be off for what, like a week?
Yeah.
You plan a game, and now you're going to catch them maybe a little rusty. You steal that first game. You get that momentum. You go home, and you never know. But they got a fucking big-ass hill to climb. And so, hey, why not start at the upper echelon of the game, the Denver Nuggets, and go from there? But
I'm going to put it to you like this here. I think even matchup-wise, yes, you would want to see OKC. And I know you have a better shot against them because they are young. But let me tell you something now. There's a reason they're the number one seed. And I think you can't look past their youth, because I think even though they, you know, in the words, well, I don't want to quote him because he's in prison. They young, but they ready.
Hold on. They young, they ain't ready. I'm going to tell you that right now. They are not ready. Just like the Sacramento Kings last year. They win all these games, but they ain't ready. Because I'm going to tell you why they're not ready. They depend on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander to get to the free throw line. Mm-hmm. Those calls he get during the regular season, he will not get in the playoffs because you got experienced refs, and the game isn't going to be won from the free throw line. So all that BS he get with the, you know, throwing and drawing the fouls, he ain't going to get. Unless he's mature enough to understand he ain't going to get there and go to his other bag, he going to be out. But they're not ready. You know, whoever they play, depending on who they play, they might not get out of the first round.
So who do you have a bet? You have them getting out of the first round much better shot if they play the Warriors or the Kings?
They got a better shot if they play the Warriors.
Okay.
Because the Warriors don't have anybody that can guard Shai Gilgeous.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I how do you feel about the play-in format? Because I was real iffy on it when it first started, but yeah. I kind of like this.
I'm up and down. I go back and forth with it, you know, because if you think about it, you almost had KD, Steph, LeBron, all the top echelon players.
In the play-in.
I don't like it because you're rewarding people who don't do it during the season. And that's me. I like either you where you finish is where you go into the season at. Mm. And now you put in an extra game. The league already complains about, oh, we want to cut the league playing too many games. Now you have in-season tournament where the Lakers already played one extra game. Now they put in play and they lose. They're going to end up playing three extra games in the season.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I don't like it. If you want to stop, you know, load management, all this kind of stuff, get rid of this right here, right now. I know it's making money for the league, and I know it's great and it's exciting, but where you finish is where you get in at. Don't do this BS. No, 9 of 10. Oh, yeah, really?
Because
money.
Like it at all. Money, you know, anything that makes money for the league is always going to they're always going to contradict themselves because money's going to trump everything.
Of course.
So Lowman, oh, we want to cut down on this, but if you start something else and you see the amount of money that it makes for you over 3 or 4 nights. Yeah. Oh, y'all see how much this made us? Oh, forget all the other stuff we were talking about.
No, we're good.
It's money over everything, right? It's MOE over everything.
But here's the thing to think about this. You got 39-43, 36-46, the Bulls and the Hawks.
Yeah.
They got no freaking business even being in the playoffs.
Hell no.
And now they got a chance to get in. This is a waste. Don't do that to the league.
Tomorrow night, 9:30.
I'll tell you what, man. The East has always had like a 7-8 seed that backs in with a losing record. You know what I mean? Like the East is notorious for that.
Yeah,
so I'm not that upset about it. I like the idea of the play-in just in the sense of you get those one-and-done eliminations, and I think that's fun. I agree with you. Do you deserve it? Shit, no. But it's fun. You know what I mean? It's fun to just get these little one-offs just from a fan's perspective. From a player's perspective, I get where you're coming from. I don't want to play 3 extra games. And you're devaluing what you do in the regular season now at the very end of the season, which kind of sucks because it's just like, well, if you couldn't get to the 8 seed, you should go home and go sit. But from a fan's perspective, I like the one and done thing. I think it's fun. Yeah. All right, on the East, so we did talk about that. So we talked about the West. Let's look at the East play-ins. It's going to be Wednesday. You get the Heat at the Sixers. I can't believe the Sixers fell all the way down to the play-in.
I'm not surprised.
I guess after Embiid got hurt. Without Embiid got hurt. And then the Hawks at Chicago. Any thoughts on the East play-ins? This is always where I go, oh, Miami, what's Miami going to do? And then Miami's going to catch fire and go to the freaking Eastern Conference Finals.
I think Miami going to beat the Sixers. I think they're going to beat the Sixers.
I don't. Okay. I think Tobias Harris is going to come out and remember, Tobias Harris over me? Tobias Harris over me? Okay. Tobias going to have a good game watch.
Okay. I don't know. It's something, because this game, it's in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Home court.
I think.
We just talked about the Lakers. Sorry to interrupt you. Who is a better matchup, Miami versus Boston, Sixers versus Boston? Who do you know? Which one? We know.
Better matchup?
Yeah.
Sixers versus Boston.
If Embiid is Embiid.
Yeah, Sixers versus Boston.
Is Embiid, and I haven't watched a lot of Sixers. Is he looking like he's Embiid again, or is he look rusty? Second.
No, he looked good for a second, and he landed awkwardly, and then he hurt his knee again. But so you think Miami is a better matchup for the Knicks?
Yes, because
that's
you're just trying to avoid Embiid at all costs.
No, because what I'm saying, like we talked about earlier, you know, we talked about this is basketball is a game of matchups, especially when you get to the playoffs. I think when you have the Knicks in Miami, that is a lot of wing and perimeter play. Because, I mean, you have Bam in Miami, but Bam is not your traditional big man.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to have I think perimeter play is going to dominate a lot in that series. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a better match. They're a better matchup probably for one another than having to see somebody like Embiid, if Embiid is healthy.
Yeah, I know the Pacers are like, we got you, because you know they got to play the Bucks.
Yep.
Yeah. The Bucks. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
All right. Giannis. So let's look at some of those matchups, man. We talked about the play-ins, Western Conference playoffs. Let's look at the West first. We talked about OKC. They ended up the number one seed.
Mm-hmm.
They were 40-42 last year, to the number one seed this year. So that's a huge swing for them. We talked about the Nuggets at two. Minnesota fell out. They fell down to the three. They get the Suns. So Minnesota and the Suns in the first round.
That's going to be interesting, because think about it. Minnesota, you need to beat the Suns to get a number one seed, and they waxed you.
Yeah.
So now are you in revenge mode, or how is this going to play out?
I think they're getting Cat back, right?
Yes.
He's been back.
He's a little rusty.
He's really rusty.
I mean, he's coming off a meniscus tear, so I would expect that. Boy, and we're going to see, you know, this Anthony Davis versus Bradley Beal, or the little rift that they had the other night. Now, obviously, it may not mean anything, and obviously, they pieced it up.
Anthony Davis, or you talking about Ant-Man?
I mean Ant-Man. Ant-Man, you know what I mean. Edwards, my bad. Their little riff the other night. It's going to be interesting.
What happened the other night? I didn't see it.
I think, I don't know if it was Bill that had the ball and Ant-Man knocked it out of his hand, or the other way around, but somebody knocked the ball out of somebody's hand. They got in each other's face, started pushing each other. Obviously, the bench is cleared. I don't think – obviously, nobody was suspended. But – and then I think later on, at some point in time, they were seen laughing together or whatnot. So, obviously, it's all a part of the game.
Sure.
But I want to see what this looks like over a series in the playoffs. Because I think – you talk about somebody being young. Ant-Man is ready. I'm dead serious. He backs down from nobody. And the way that Minnesota plays defense, especially with Rudy Gobert there, and the lack of defense.
Rudy Gobert, He is the biggest liability in the playoffs.
Oh, let me. Oh, you know, it's funny that we bring that up. I did that purposely.
Okay.
Because I got a quote.
It's almost like you did that on purpose. That's pretty damn good. That's not bad. That's not terrible. You might have a future.
As a segue, DeMarcus Cousins said this on All the Smoke. He says, and I quote, "You can't have a potential four-time Defensive Player of the Year award winner who doesn't finish games. I'm never going to be okay with this. There should never be a scenario where you're not able to fit into the scheme. That doesn't make sense. How do we keep awarding this guy who can't even stay on the floor in the playoffs? This is mind-blowing to me." That's DeMarcus Cousins.
I said that last podcast. That's why he should be Defensive Player of the Year. You know, but it is what it is. You know, but you think about it. It's going to be about him being able to stay on the floor, Cat being able to still being healthy, because that Phoenix Suns team, you know,
oh, they
they've
score.
Been flying under the rug. They got some firepower. And, you know, think about it. Booker is one of the best scorers in this league. We never talk about it. He can score post-up, mid-range three. He can do everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Slim Reaper, you know, you never can count him out, too.
Never.
Yeah, you can't ever count
never,
him
never.
Out.
For what it's worth, Timberwolves haven't won a playoff series since 2004. 20 years.
I was still in the league.
They were hot. Robert Horry was still sporting a five. That's how hungry this team is. That's how hungry this team is. And the Suns beat them.
That's
all.
A long time.
It is, man. The Suns that's beat them
years.
In all three of their season matchups by double digits.
Mm. Yeah.
So Suns not afraid, but I feel like they maybe have a little bit of a game plan on. Well, this is
so. Is that why the Suns, like Devin Booker, sent out that tweet? Like I'm praying, I'm betting on the Lakers. Remember that?
I don't
he
know.
Says he was chasing, he was cheering for the Lakers.
I didn't see that.
I shouldn't say bet. I apologize. Not bet. I don't want to get him in trouble.
On nothing.
Yeah, he was saying I was cheering. Let's go Lakers because the Lakers are playing on the Pelicans. Because if the Lakers beat the Pelicans, the Suns stay in the sixth spot. Not to,
yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
Was it? He's like, okay, we might have Minnesota, or he just didn't want to do the play-in.
Nah, I think that has something to do with Minnesota.
I would imagine. Seems like they got their number. So I don't know. Yeah. That should be an interesting series. Then you get the Clippers and the Mavericks, the 4 and the 5.
Who y'all got in that one?
Honestly, this is going to be a fun series. This might be the most fun first-round series that I think we might be seeing.
I'm taking, by a small margin, I'm going to take the Clippers from this standpoint alone. I think as dope as Luka and Kyrie are and as great as they've been playing, I think at some point in time they're not going to be able to match the firepower of the Clippers. If we know what Paul George has been keeping this team afloat most of the season. Mm-hmm. But when you have a guy like Kawhi and he really wants to turn up, and you have somebody like James Harden who's a future Hall of Famer.
He could take over.
Can take over and who can do these things. I think when all things are clicking the way that they need to for the Clippers, I just think they have a little bit more firepower than the Mavericks can actually deal with.
What do you think, Rob?
I agree with you, and I'm rooting for Ty Lue.
I ain't said all that now. I ain't go that far.
Did you get your Clipper Daryl jacket on? But come on.
Yeah, I think the Mavericks are going to sneak in there, man.
You think really it's a 7-game series?
I think it's a 6-game series, and the Mavericks
win.
Think
the Mavericks win? Okay.
And I just don't see, but from watching them, I just don't see Kawhi being healthy, man. He doesn't look the same, and I don't feel like he's healthy. And so that's why I'm taking the Dallas Mavericks. Just to, you know, if Kawhi's healthy, the Clippers. But he don't look healthy to me, so I'm taking the Mavericks.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like the Clippers have to win this.
Sure.
I feel like they absolutely have to get out of the first round against a good team in the Mavs, who've been playing well, who have some bona fide stars. And if they don't, I feel like their season going forward next year will suffer for it. I feel like Bomber is up in their ear, just like, you guys got to make some noise in the playoffs. If this team with the roster stars we just talked about gets waxed in 6 games by the Mavericks and is out of the first round, oh boy.
Oh, but you know, let me just say this: I would have loved to have an owner like Steve Ballmer. He just—do you see what he did last game, last home game?
He paid for everybody's concessions.
Yes.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I saw that.
How cool is that, man?
I wonder what that bill was. What that bill?
I know,
like.
Right?
Not cheap. Not cheap.
I mean, well, to him is nothing, but
yeah, it's a drop in the bucket. He also, there was also news this week. He tried to buy Facebook back in the day from Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg's like, no thanks.
Okay.
And Steve's like, yeah, I tried to offer him like $4 or $5 billion or something. And I'm like, you couldn't even remember. I'm like, billions of dollars. He's like, yeah, it was like, it's like four or five.
Yeah, that's like, that's like regular people, common folks. It's like somebody trying to hand you just $100.
Yeah, it's like $20, $30. I don't remember how much it was, but he owes me lunch. So yeah, no, I think that's going to be a hell of a good series. I really do. I think that's going to be every bit of 6 or 7 games, and I feel like it's going to be a slugfest. I'm with B. I think the Clippers are going to get this done.
Hey, quick news real quick.
Go ahead. What you got?
Blake Griffin officially retired.
Blake Griffin was still playing basketball?
He hadn't filled out his paperwork.
Oh, okay.
But I think time has forced him out. An opportunity.
Yeah, I would say so. A number of things, yeah.
How do you still check on it? I didn't know you had to fill out paperwork to say you retired.
I thought you had to fill out paperwork.
I don't know, man. They used to say that all the time, but the NBA never said nothing to me about filling out no damn paperwork. No,
maybe you don't. Maybe
Rob can catch a roster spot somewhere if he wants right now.
Hey, I'll be pissed off, but that's going to delay my pension.
No. Look, man, you know when it comes to money, they look for any loophole to get out of giving it to anybody.
So, I've always heard that saying,
follow
too.
Follow up on that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I've always heard that, too, but I didn't. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you actually have to fill out paperwork or not.
All right. Well, man, good for Blake Griffin.
6-time All-Star.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I always thought he was going to be more than really what he was, though.
Injuries.
Yeah, and I know a lot of it was injuries, but, like, they never got over the hump anywhere he was. And I was always like, I thought there was going to be a moment.
I'm not going to call out whose fault that was, but I don't think it was his fault.
You throwing shade at Chris Paul? Is that what you're doing?
No, not him. Go a little bit higher. You're up 3-1 against the Houston Rockets.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You can't get past them. But yeah.
All right. All right. Well, let's look at these.
But you know, that's the Blake Griffin. I like him. I had the honor of meeting him. He's a really nice guy.
No, I've heard he's super
really
nice
guy.
I heard
man.
He's extremely
and, you know,
nice.
And he's actually, you know, he's like a low key comic, and he does comic shows.
He
and
does a lot of stand up. I think.
Yeah,
he?
Mm-hmm. He's funny.
Yeah, he still does that. So no, dude. I mean, good for him. I mean, he had a career. He's a name we all know, but. Yeah, you never had that moment. Yeah. Let's look at the East real quick. Knicks, we talked about it briefly. Knicks stole that 2 seed from the Bucks. So you got Boston, the Knicks waiting on their opponents. We got Milwaukee and Indiana.
I'm going to put it to you like this.
Man, I'm telling you what.
If I don't know what Giannis, I don't know what he's going to look like. Or when he's going to be back, or if he'll be back for this series. It depends on what that injury looks like and how severe
right now, the report is he won't be back.
Oh.
I think Milwaukee's in a hell of a lot of trouble. And it couldn't happen at the worst time, because if you're Doc Rivers, you've been trying to fend off all of these, you know, should they have hired him? They're a worse team since they got him.
The last month of our podcast.
Yeah,
yes.
And then now is now you don't, and that was, and that's with Giannis. Now you don't have Giannis. Now this is Dame's team.
Oh no.
This is not what Dame envisioned going into the playoffs the first round of the playoffs and not having his guy with him. Not having Giannis next to him. This could be bad news if Indiana doesn't just walk in there thinking that it's just going to get handed to them. They still got to play, and they got to take it from Milwaukee. But if Indiana plays well.
Hey, let me just say this. You know who's sitting back right now laughing their ass off?
Portland?
Drew Holiday.
Holiday. He's like, yep, y'all motherfuckers miss me now, don't you?
This is what you wanted.
I'm on the number one team, and we about to go for a title.
And I'll tell you
And he just got a new contract, too. Holiday loving life right now.
Yeah, he just did get a new deal. That's right. Mm-hmm. But Boston got a lot of pressure.
Boston had a lot of pressure.
Coming in the way they came in? Yeah. I mean, they won the East by, like, what? Like, 12 games or some shit? I mean,
14 games?
14, yeah. They lapped everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, there's some pressure on the Knicks. Because the Knicks been playing really well.
Yeah,
down
I think
the
that's just New York pressure.
Yeah, I think that's just the New York media. But I know there's gonna be that. Let me tell you something on the Bucks here, though. They were 17-19 in their final 36. Mm-mm. Oof.
Hey, they played more games with the first coach than the second coach and lost more games
with the second coach than the first coach.
Yeah, terrible.
Crazy.
And then the other matchup that we know is set in the East is Cleveland and Orlando. Cleveland's the four, Orlando's the five.
I forgot about that.
They split their season series, the Magic of only four rostered players with any postseason experience. And Spider's got the nagging knee.
That's
like an afterthought of a series,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it kind of is, in a sense. It's such a
I hate to say that, because both those teams have fought their asses off to get where they are. But for me, it's a very much an afterthought.
It'll probably be the least watched series out of all of them.
It's going to be the least watched series, because think about it. There's no star power there at all.
Well, except for Paolo.
Yeah, but even aside from Paolo, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's going to be either the early game or late game.
Well, I mean, I got to imagine what Orlando.
It's
going to
be early games.
Yeah, it'll be the early game, man.
Both Orlando and Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the businessman hour. That's 5 o'clock game East Coast.
I don't know. I don't know. You said Spider's hurt too?
Well, he's got a nagging knee injury. It's not really an injury, but he's been kind of wearing off this knee a little bit.
I want
the last few weeks.
Evan Mobley has been quiet this season to me. Or not real, his name has not been ringing like it has in previous season, like last season. Mm-hmm. He's been kind of quiet. I want to see what impact that he has on this series and see if he can step his game up and really make an impact on this series. Because especially if Spider has a nagging knee, bro, it's time for you to, as a young guy, to take this thing over.
So what is this, his second, third year?
Second or third.
Second year, third year. Here's the thing, when you're a big like Mobley and you play with the people he play with, you think about it, you got Spider, you got, what's the guy that came from Minnesota? Max. Mm-hmm. You got all these guys, you know, that shoot a lot of freaking threes. And I'm not even going to talk about Garland. Mm-hmm. He's not going to get the ball. And then you get Caris LeVert.
You really got Caris LeVert over there.
It's like, and so you think about it, these guards nowadays, they don't really care about bigs anymore. They're about getting their numbers. And the NBA has become a perimeter dominant league. And if you're a big, it's like you just got to get in where you fit in. Hopefully you get some pick and rolls and some post-ups. And so that's why he hasn't been, you know, in the minds and the ears of people, because they do not use him.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else playoff related before we move on? I think we pretty much ran the gamut on the whole thing.
Yeah.
So interested to see how these play-ins work out. Well, obviously a lot of eyes on the NBA this week and then the next week as the playoffs start. So we'll keep dialing in, updating, talking about the stuff that matters. I did want to throw some props to Wembanyama. Officially became the youngest player to lead the league in blocks. I don't know. I've, even though Holmgren had all the season he had, I feel like we've talked about this a bunch. So there's probably no need to revisit, but I feel like it's probably that stat alone might just get it over the line for him to.
I think so, because he averaged more blocks than the freaking Miami Heat did. Yeah.
That's bananas. That's bananas. So, I wish the Spurs were better with him in that lineup. I really do, because it's like he's so good and there's so much he can do. I just wish they were a better team.
They better find
a way
to
what they're going to do this offseason.
Yeah, they better find a way to get better quickly.
Yes, because he's a wasted talent otherwise.
Yeah, it like I said, he's kind of like the C.J. Stroud effect with the Houston Texans. For your rookie to be this good this early, you have to move everything up.
Yeah, do something.
You got to move everything up now and take advantage of what you have, because when it's time to pay him, you may not want to start figuring out, okay, who we got to trade, who we got to get rid of. Take advantage of what you can early in his deal.
Yeah.
All right, well, it went down last night, so I wanted to bring it up. The WNBA draft.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we knew Caitlin Clark was going to go number one overall to the Fever. She did. The Indiana Fever, within 24 hours, sold out of – I'm sorry, within 1 hour, sold out of every jersey in almost every size for Caitlin Clark. TickPick reported that sales for the Fever home games have soared 93% increase over last season. So, I mean, look, she's going to move the needle. We know that.
Sure it has.
She already has, and she's already doing it one day into the league. All the deals that she has as far as, like, television and stuff, I know she's got all these endorsements. She was all over the tournament. And then you see the numbers on her rookie deal. And it's really grounding for me, I think, because, like, we know the WNBA players, they just don't make what the NBA guys make. Mm-hmm. But then when you see the numbers, it's like, oh, 4 years, $338,000. Her first year, she's going to make $76,500, then $78,000, and then $85,800, and then $97,500 in her fourth year on her option. And
thank God for them NIL deals.
I tell you, thank God for that sponsorship money. I just didn't really hit me until you see a name and a superstar like her, and that's the numbers.
Let me ask this question. I don't know, because I don't know anything about the WNBA contract. Could she bet on herself, and let's say, and just like a Action Jackson, say, oh, no, I'm not signing a four-year deal. I'm signing a one-year deal only. And then I'm becoming a free agent.
I don't think they have that kind of control.
I don't think so.
As rookies.
Right.
She should be the first person to say, this is the control I want. I won't, because I bring you, think about what she's just done. I'm selling out every, I'm signing a 1 year deal and I'm going to the fucking highest bidder, because that, you know, hopes she have a good year, but that I would bet on myself and say, yo, I'm doing a 1 year deal. And then, you know what? I'm not going to take this little chump change that y'all giving me, because I want to be the first WNBA player to make $2 million or $3 million, whatever it is. Yeah. I want to be the highest paid player in the league.
I don't think they have that money.
The impact that I bring to this league.
They don't have that money. Yeah. They ain't got it. And I think that's the reality of this, of these numbers for her, is if you're ever going to pay somebody to help you move the needle and draw some eyes to your game, it's somebody like Caitlin Clark, and that's the best they got for her.
They don't have even with the record numbers. Those record numbers, you have to start.
It's got to translate to advertising dollars.
Yes, that stuff has to translate over years in order for salaries to get to a point where everybody says, "Okay, this is cool." Like, it's not just a one-year type of thing or for one team. This is something that has to translate over years. The viewership has to pick up for quite some time, not just a season. It has to pick up for quite some time for advertisers to say, we want to attach our brand to the WNBA because their numbers, we're going to get more than a return on our investment. You know, it took the NBA a while. Like I said, thank God for Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. You know, because the NBA at one point was a time where we didn't know, no one knew what it was going to be in the late 70s.
Yeah.
And then Michael Jordan came along and that was hell.
But it still, though, you know now that they're going to have viewership because of Caitlin Clark.
Right.
You think about it, nobody knew if Big Dog was going to be good, but yet he still got more. He was more, his contract was bigger than what the freaking Milwaukee Bucks were worth, but they took the chance. So, that's what I'm saying. You know now with her. Let's think about it. The WNBA is on the rise. You know, women's sports is on the rise. They got the viewership. They're throwing dollars out there because all these little young girls sitting at home, they loving this. Mm-hmm. They're watching this. So the money's going to come in. You know, it's like the Taylor Swift effect. It's coming in. So if I'm Caitlin Clark, I'm saying, no, I know it's coming. So pay me now. Before, when it comes 10 years later, like you said,
no.
I ain't going to be able to get it.
She can't do
because
that.
It's going to be this impact that you have 10 years is because of me.
It's
going to
take
now.
Her. It will. No, it will take her the full probably 3 or 4 years of her rookie deal to get to a point where that type of viewership equals money in her pocket.
And
that's what I'm saying, though. But it's coming,
so
though,
they
because
can't
of
pay her.
Her
now because they're not. It's
you can
take
if you
time.
Want to.
No, they don't have it.
But here's
they don't have it.
But
if I can't give you what I don't have.
But if you're going to take that route, Rob, then what will stop her from saying, you know what? I'll just take my talents overseas.
Take my talents to South Beach.
Because
oh, wait, that was LeBron.
I just, you're right. I'll just take my talents overseas because
well, that's different
you all
now.
Are going to follow me wherever I go.
Oh, man, could you imagine?
And
they make more money over there.
That's what you're saying is to my point also. Mm-hmm. So to keep her happy, pay her now. Don't pay her later.
They don't
pay
have
her
it.
Now.
They don't got have it. It. They got it, man.
They got it.
They gonna take out a loan, another loan.
They gonna borrow. They gonna have to borrow, yeah, from the NBA.
Yeah.
Hey, they got it. They got it. Trust me, they got it.
Okay. I don't think they do.
Yeah, matter of fact,
I don't think they do.
You know, all those damn jerseys you just sold, Ahmad.
Oh yeah,
give me all that money.
Yeah, where's that?
Give me all that money.
Where's my cut?
Think about it.
Where's my cut?
If they sold out in jerseys, that means now when they put those jerseys back out there, they're going to sell out again. Mm-hmm. You trying to tell me those jerseys are probably going from probably $150 a pop, maybe $250. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Yeah, there's money there. No,
there's money there. So don't tell me ain't no money there.
Merchandising can move the needle for you. So the tweet of the night, and I don't mean to crap on her, but the tweet of the night was, Caitlin Clark is about to get paid. Like an accounting major who graduated with straight B's from Lehigh, working a job for a mid-sized company in Cincinnati. And he's not wrong. And he's not wrong. All right, let's do Big Shot of the Week. And we got a new game we're going to play called Imposter. No, I think you guys will like this. It's a fun game. Big Shot of the Week is going to go to Boban.
Yes.
Boban is a man of the people. And I bring you the audio of the week in the Big Shot of the Week for Boban.
Fans are getting excited here. There might potentially be some free chicken on the board if he misses the second free throw.
Oh, man, free chicken on the board.
Yeah, so that's why the fans are getting a little frothy.
Oh, they're pointing to anything. Boban's playing with the crowd. Say, you want chicken?
Here's your job.
No! Chicken. He's a man of the people.
Did that on purpose?
He did. He gave out free chicken.
Boban, after Sunday night Rockets Clippers game, he missed one free throw, and they have a promotion running where if an opposing player misses back to back shots from the charity stripe in the final quarter, it's free Chick-fil-A for everybody.
Yep.
So it was corn dogs, Jackie. Corn dogs for all these people. He's a man of the people.
Oh, he gave him chicken.
Oh, he gave him chicken. The announcement, the announcers, brilliant.
Did we talk about this or did I dream it when someone threw a chicken wing on the floor the other night at Zion?
I saw that. Yeah,
Did that really happen?
Yeah, that happened.
You didn't see it?
No,
oh, yeah.
I saw it on Twitter and I was like, that's bullshit. That didn't
happen. Yeah, and then what's his name? The really good announcer. What's his name? Like,
oh, Harlan.
You can't throw something
Kevin Harlan.
Crispy like that out of the floor. Oh, it feels good.
Oh, he gave him chicken.
That was what they were screaming when they hit Zion with the chicken wing. Anyway, just a big shot of the week to Boban because he knew it. He's at the line. He's pointing. You're like, you guys want chicken? You want some chicken? Brick. There's your chicken. Oh, it was so good, dude.
Chick-fil-A like this. No.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A.
No.
It was it's an underrated movie, but semi-pro with Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
where he has to hit. If he hits the last, if he gets 125 points, everybody gets free corn dogs. And he's like, "We don't even sell corn dogs." He's trying to block his own player's shot. Oh God, good job, Boban. That was just—he's a man of the people.
He's a man of the people.
So good. All right, let's play this week's game. This week's game is called Imposter. I'm going to give you a statistic, if you will, or something that happened in NBA history. I'm going to give you three names. You got to pick the imposter. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. So, for instance, Team USA's roster is fully loaded for the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris. They've got one slot left to fill. Which of these guys is not on the Team USA roster at the moment? Kyrie Irving, Tyrese Halliburton, or Drew Holiday? Who's the imposter?
Kyrie.
You both knew that one right out of the gate. Yeah, Kyrie Irving not on the roster. Your current roster right now, Steph Curry, LeBron, Durant, Tatum, Embiid, Booker, Halliburton, Ant-Man, Drew Holiday, Bam, and AD. With one spot to fill, and the rumor is it's probably going to go to Kawhi.
LeBron should rest.
But I mean, it's the Olympics, though.
I know. He should rest. He should still go, but just don't play. Just rest.
But this is the last hurrah for him, right? Like, he's not going to have another shot to go play in the Olympics. Go get you a gold medal, man.
And plus, this is now his Kobe moment to this Olympic team.
Yeah. Oh, you think about that. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Number two. We're fresh off the WNBA draft, so it got me thinking about players who didn't play college basketball and went straight to the league from high school. Which of these players is an imposter and scored the least amount of points their rookie year?
I want to say Kobe.
Dwight Howard, Kobe Bryant, or Kevin Garnett?
Kobe.
Yeah.
You both go Kobe. Yeah. The leader, obviously, LeBron has the record with 1,654 in his rookie year. Dwight scored 981 his rookie year. Kevin Garnett scored 835. Kobe only scored 539.
Well, Kobe didn't start.
He didn't.
Kobe didn't play much.
Yeah, Eddie Jones was there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But yeah, only 539
points. That was my first year with the Lakers. So yeah, Kobe didn't play much because Dale Harris was like, used to yell at him every day, "You can't bring that shit in here. Like, don't even practice that shit."
Hey, they eventually showed Dale Harris the door.
Oh, they sure did. Real fast too, I think. Real fast after.
Yeah,
Kobe.
And plus Kobe broke his wrist or hand that year too, so he was out of some games.
Yeah, true.
All right, we joked about Draymond Green possibly getting bounced during the play-in game, which I'm sure will more than likely happen at some point. He's got 21 career ejections. He's sneaking up on Rasheed Wallace's record of 29. Which of these players is not near the top of the all-time ejections list? Shaq, Charles, or Dennis Rodman?
I'm going to go with Charles.
Okay.
Mm.
Who's the imposter, B?
Oh, it's a tough one. I'll say the round mound of rebound too.
All right, everybody's going Charles. Charles right at the top of the list with 16 all-time ejections. He's tied for third. Shaq's got 14.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman's only got 12.
Seriously?
Dennis Rodman has only ejected 12 times in his career.
I would bet way more than that.
I know. I thought everybody was a little off on the
But rock. I think a lot of his stuff is off the floor.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't so much ejected if you don't show up for the game. You know what I mean?
I took myself out.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get ejected. I just didn't play. All right. Here we go. Number four. Let's see if you can spot the imposter in number four. LeBron James has by far the most postseason points in NBA history with 8,023. Which of these three is not in the top five? Kobe, Kareem, or Steph?
I think it's Steph.
Kareem.
Oh, is it Kareem?
I'm going Kareem.
All right, you're going Kareem.
Just because Kareem didn't shoot threes, those other two guys shot a lot of threes, especially Steph.
Oh.
So I'm going to go with Kareem.
So you're saying Kareem. What do you think, Harp?
Yeah. Don't change your answer now.
No, I said Steph. I just wanted to make sure I wanted to look at it again.
Okay, I was going to say, don't let that man talk you out of a right answer. The answer is Steph Curry. Steph Curry's 11th on the list. Only 39-66 scored in the postseason. Kobe's fourth.
Yeah.
Kareem is third.
Just because Steph didn't play that, he hadn't played as long as those guys, and he didn't start getting to the playoffs till when?
Oh, God.
Because he had the ankle injuries early.
2010, 2011?
You know, so.
Okay. The Clippers are trying to end the longest streak in the NBA, having played 53 seasons without appearing in the NBA Finals. Which of these teams is an imposter and has appeared in the NBA Finals? Not one, but played in one. The Timberwolves, the Hornets, or the Nets?
That's a trick question right there.
Which of these teams is an imposter and has appeared
in the NBA Finals? The Timberwolves, the Hornets, or the Nets?
The Nets.
What's your answer?
Nets.
They went back-to-back, the Nets.
Yeah, it was the Nets. The Nets lost to the Spurs.
And the Spurs.
And then in 2003. Yeah, the Timberwolves haven't appeared in 34 seasons. The Hornets haven't appeared in 33. They are. Everybody's got a streak.
Coached by Byron Scott, led by the guy who coaches the Dallas Mavericks now.
How about that? Jason Kidd. Rob is now fourth on the list of all-time playoff games played at 244. Which of these three is not ahead of him on that list? Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, or Derek Fisher?
I'm going to say... I'm gonna say Tony.
Well, I know Derek passed me, and then LeBron passed him, so I think it's Tony. Because I know Tim been in the league longer than Tony, so I'm gonna have to say Tony.
Okay, everybody's going Tony. Number one, LeBron, 282 games. Number two, Derek Fisher, 259. Number three, Tim Duncan, 251. Then you got Rob, and then Tony Parker is sixth with 226.
Who's fifth?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, yeah, I passed Kareem.
That's who you passed. That's why I left him off the list. I put Tony in there. So I'm like, if I put Kareem, he's going to know it's Kareem because he passed Kareem. So, yeah, I figured I left him off for purposely. All right, last one. Let's see if you can spot the imposter. Last question. Rob was drafted 11th in the 1992 NBA draft. Which of these guys was drafted lower than Robert Horry in their respective draft? Dr. J, Larry Bird, or Reggie Miller? Who's the imposter?
I think this is Reggie Miller. Or was it Larry Bird was one or two. Dr. J? What was Dr. J? Dr. J was...
1972, Dr. J, by the way.
I want to say Reggie.
I want to say Reggie, too. But watch it be Dr. J. I'm going with Reggie.
Yeah, I'm going there, too.
Everybody's going Reggie. Reggie Miller was drafted 11th in 1987, so he was not lower than Rob.
Dang.
Larry Bird was drafted 6th in 1978. Dr. J was drafted 12th
in 1972. So you should have went with Dr. J.
Let yourself talk yourself out of a right answer. Son of a bitch talks you right out of a right answer. Happens every time.
I like that one.
That's a fun game, right?
That's a good game.
That's a fun game. I mean, I could do better prepping the questions because of some of these guys. No, the question was easily this guy.
No, but I think you gotta when you see the which one is not
right,
or which, like you gotta pay attention to the
who's
word.
Who's the imposter?
Yeah.
Who's the imposter, man? Is it? Yeah. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit.
I don't care either.
Yeah, like that first one was really easy because that's been in news all day.
See, I thought you would instantly get the people that were past you in games played. I figured you would know that one like right off the top of your head.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, and it was funny, you know, when I got ready to pass that game, I got a DNP.
I know, I remember you told us that.
I was so fucking mad, boy. Ooh, nope. I'm about to choke the shit out of Pop.
And I promise you're not the first person to say that.
I'm about to be spree-willing this motherfucker, man.
I promise you're not the first person to say it. You can't say you're going to spree-well Pop. You can't do that, man. You can't do that.